Thanks to a partnership with Urban Beekeeping Group Aviol, the Halifax Shopping Centre is now home to about 16,000 honeybees. The black and yellow tenants are occupying the mall's rooftop. We speak with Stephanie Schneer to discuss the honeybees living outside on the rooftop, as well as the latest indoor honeybee installation.
My name is Stephanie Schneer. I'm the marketing director with the Halifax Shopping Centre. Essentially, I am responsible for the marketing of the overall shopping centre, so social media, in-mall activations, as well as relations with tenants.
So tell us about the little bee initiative you have going on in the mall.
So our bee program was really exciting. It's been about a year now that we've been working with Aviol in plans of welcoming a hive to the shopping center. So Aviol is an urban beekeeping company who we've partnered with, and they're providing us with a beekeeper as well as the hive and facilitating the placement of the beehive on the roof. So because of our roof is restricted access to our shoppers, of course, for safety reasons, we wanted a way to share the experience with our shoppers. So we decided to create an in-mall installation that would share a lot of the interesting facts that we've learned about bees during our kind of year with Aviol and doing some research on our own. And so we installed it in the shopping center with the hopes that people can come and interact, take photos with it, as well as experience some of our upcoming events, all in the hopes of just understanding more about bees and their important role that they have with us in the ecosystem.
So tell us a little bit about how this project came to be. So why did you host the bees on the mall's roof?
Well, Halifax Shopping Centre has a program called ACT, which is Always Consider Tomorrow. So ACT is focused on sort of like a sustainability and considering our environmental impact. So as a shopping center, we were looking for a way that we could support our community in a long-term manner as part of that program. And understanding that our roof is fairly underutilized, you know, aside from people doing repairs up there and things like that, it's pretty tucked away, and it's a very safe area, which is ideal for the bees because they don't really need much in the way of what's around them. They'll travel for their pollen. They just kind of need a sheltered area, a home to come back to. And so that's exactly what Aviol does, is they facilitate businesses as well as shopping centers to place these hives on their roofs and encourage more bees to be able to be in communities.
So how many bees are up there now on your roof?
So we started with 10,000 mid-June, and we think that we're probably up to maybe 15,000 at this point. Peak season, which will be September when we harvest the honey, we'll expect to have upwards of 50,000.
Tell me a little bit about the little honeybees display that you have here. Who did you work with to get it going?
Sure. So we actually partnered with Glow Decor to kind of create what you see today. They made us some really interesting custom pieces, like the hexagon wall, as well as the selfie stations, and created the greenhouse with the hanging honey. So all in hopes, you know, social media is obviously a great way to connect with people, and having photos that make impact just helps engagement. And so we've done events like Meet the Beekeeper, where people can come and take photos, but then also speak to William, who you'll meet, who is our beekeeper, and he is fantastic. He's just a wealth of knowledge about bees.
We're up on Halifax's shopping center roof with beekeeper William Adamski. Hi, William.
Hi. I'm glad you could be up at the hive with me today.
So, William, tell me a little bit about this initiative. What are we looking at here?
Basically, I work for a company called Aviol, and our main goal is to reconnect people with nature and have people come up to the hive and just basically educate them about how important pollinators are to the environment.
And how important are these honeybees to our environment?
Very important, because of the declining numbers of all pollinators worldwide. The honeybee plays a main role in the food chain, and about a third of the food that we eat, consume each day, is pollinated by many pollinators, like your nuts and your seeds and your fruits and your berries and some vegetables.
And how long have you been a beekeeper for?
I've been actually rearing insects for the past 15 years, so I got about 15 plus years experience. And a regular day in the job for me is maintaining them, setting them up, and just assessing them and making sure everything's going fine. And I usually come out every two and three weeks to each setup, to each site.
And can you share with us some facts and information about honeybees?
Important facts about honeybees. Well, I mean, there's so many. There's three members to a colony, and we have the drones, which are the males, and we have the worker bees, which are the females, and we have the queen. And there's only one queen. And basically, they're one thing they like to do each day is basically go out, forage. They can forage up to about 5 kilometers away and in search of nectar and pollen and bring it back to the hive. And there's so many magnificent facts, especially with the queen. The queen, when she takes her virgin flight, she will fly. This is when she first emerges. She will fly, and she will mate with up to 20 drones. When she mates with 20 drones, she'll have enough sperm to last her a lifetime. She'll have about 5 million to 6 million sperm, about the size of a pinhead. And what she'll do, she'll come back to her colony, and she'll start laying eggs. And what's magnificent is the queen decides which egg is going to be male or female. And if she fertilizes the egg, it's going to be a female. And if she doesn't, it's going to be a male. So, and she picked him. It's magnificent how she chooses, because she knows that the majority of the work is done by the worker bees, which are the females. They're the ones that forage and tend to the young and pamper the queen and feed her. And the drones, they will, on a nice sunny day like this, they'll travel and they'll mate with other queens, virgin queens, from different colonies. And basically that's how the cycle goes.
And can you tell us a little bit about the matriarchy? So why does everyone answer to the queen bee?
The queen bee, well, she controls everything in the hive is controlled by odor and movement. So they give off different pheromones, and the queen gives off different pheromones for reproduction and foraging, and if the hive's under stress, like an alert pheromone, and they'll also use movement also. So they'll come into a hive, and the body language, you may see it today, but I've opened up frames before and pulled them out, and they're doing the waggle dance, and that's kind of a famous bee dance where they'll be telling the other colony members that they found a really good foraging spot and where it is, and they're just showing their excitement of their find. And it's a magnificent way of communicating.
And you told us that bees, depending on the flowers they choose, they can produce different flavored honey. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
Yeah. I visited Quebec and Ontario and Nova Scotia here, and in different seasons, depending on what the foragers are bringing back to the hive, the nectar sources and the pollen sources, that could be what your honey tastes like. So you'll have different colors and different tastes. And it's quite magnificent. I've narrowed it down to a few of my favorite. And you can have dark honey, you can have really light honey, just depending on what kind of resources they find in the area.
And which kind of honey is your favorite?
I would say my absolute favorite is there was a colony that was kind of exclusively feeding on buckwheat. So when the buckwheat bloomed, the flowers, they were feeding on rich sources of nectar and bringing that back. So the honey that it produced was very dark, and it tasted like molasses. And that was probably by far my favorite.
And how much honey do these bees with us today produce?
This particular hive, when it's peaking and it's at a good population, we could see anywhere up to 30 to 60 pounds of honey near harvest time, which is probably near the end of the summer, early fall.
Thank you so much, William. Is there anything else you'd like to add about honeybees or aviola in general?
Not really. There's so many fun facts about bees. Like how many eggs a queen can lay in a day? She can lay, a healthy queen will lay anywhere up to 15 to 2,000 eggs a day, which is amazing. And what I love about each time I open a hive, when you open up and start pulling through the frames, it tells a different story every time, because you can see how they're doing, and you can kind of troubleshoot and add or take away if you need to. And it's quite magnificent how they are for the environment and how they thrive as a colony, how they communicate.
What are some ways people can protect the bees?
Well, some things that people can do to protect the bees at home would definitely, in season, if they could leave their dandelions on their lawn a little longer, and also definitely plant some wildflowers. There's lots of seed packets out there and a lot of beautiful flowers that can bloom at different times of the seasons. And they can plant them around their house, or if they have a bank, they can plant them. And also, there's lots of herb flowers that the bees like enjoy also, and that are a good rich source of nectar. And or just they're like a homestead garden. Grow some vegetables and some herbs there, and that'll attract the pollinators.
And William, you've been doing this for over 15 years, as you've said. What is the most fascinating fact that you've come to discover about bees?
Oh, there's a big list. But if I was to narrow it down, I would probably have to say just how amazing how a queen can go out on one or two flights and have enough sperm stored for her lifetime. And you know, that pack 5 million to 6 million sperm in the size of a pinhead, and also choose the sex of each bee when she lays.
Thank you so much, Will, for your time.
Anytime. You're welcome anytime.
To further contribute to protecting the honeybees, the mall's marketing director, Stephanie Schneer, is giving away flower mixes for free.
Well, the one thing we didn't mention is that we've also partnered with Halifax Seed, and we are giving away 1,000 packages of wildflower seeds. So they're local Eastern wildflower mix. We wanted to make sure that they were the appropriate flowers to plant here. So we partnered with Halifax Seed, and we're actually giving these away for free. So if you pop by the mall on Saturday, visit our guest services desk, they'll be able to give you a package of seeds.
Thank you so much, Stephanie. Is there anything else you'd like to add?
I also wanted to add that in September, when we harvest the honey, we'll be donating it to Feed Nova Scotia.
Sarah Gouda, CKDU.